Let's look on the next page and start to look at some of the actual concerns that we would have about this scripture called the Book of Mormon. One problem would be examples of false prophecy. We're looking in the Book of Alma. Like our Bible, the Book of Mormon is divided into books, chapters, and verses. And Alma chapter 7, verse 10 gives a prophecy about the coming forth of Christ, about the birth of our Savior. And it says, this is pretty easy to spot, but I want you to raise your hand if you see the problem here. Speaking of Jesus, it says this, "And behold, he shall be born of Mary at Jerusalem, which is the land of our forefathers, she being a virgin, a precious and chosen vessel, etc." The problem is, of course, what? It's the wrong city. Jesus was actually not born at Jerusalem. Jesus was born at Bethlehem. Now, Mormons, for the, they like Christians, they sing the same, carols that we do. So at Christmas time, the Latter-day Saints sing the Christmas carol, "O Little Town of Jerusalem, O Little Town of Bethlehem," the same as we do. And Mormons know that technically Jesus was born at Bethlehem and not at Jerusalem. But as you could imagine, they are reluctant to say that this is an error in the Book of Mormon. Here's what they would usually say. Some Mormons would try to say that Jerusalem was a land, or a state, a territory like Texas, and that Bethlehem was a city or a town, like Arlington. So somebody could say a person would be born at Texas or born at Arlington, and see, they're both right. Well, actually, Jerusalem was not a land, as it says here. Jerusalem is a city. In fact, it was a walled city. Anything inside the walls at Jerusalem, anything outside the walls, not at Jerusalem. Occasionally, Mormons will point to the preposition at. "He shall be born of Mary at Jerusalem." It doesn't say in Jerusalem. And they'll say, if you look in the dictionary, look at the word at. At means in the general vicinity, give or take, rounded off, close to. And they would have us believe that prophecy works something like, how does that go? Hand grenades and horseshoes. Have you heard that? If you get close, you should get credit. You don't have to get exactly right. But the truth of the matter is, in God's Word, God is pinpoint specific about where Jesus would be born in the Book of Micah. Now, the best answer I've heard from Mormons on this is that the people of the Book of Mormon period weren't familiar with the small town of Bethlehem. So God basically has to generalize and tell them something close by, 6 miles away, and give them a bigger city that they have heard of. But actually, this is a faulty argument, because the Book of Mormon people were very familiar with the town of Bethlehem, and on the next page we'll see why.